This is Soweto Tea Party, written and read by Nobutula Mazlubo Msimang. Hello, my name is Princess. I live in Soweto, South Africa. This is my house number 7911. I live here with Baba, Mama, and my two noisy brothers, Kosi and Lefatse, and our noisy dog, Dombolo. Baba is under house arrest. That means he's not allowed to leave our house and nobody is allowed to visit. Baba says there's a war on because the government keeps the best of everything for white people only. In Soweto, our houses are small and our schools are old and cracked. It's still early. Mama gives me a hug and a kiss and rushes off to her job as a nurse at the Primville Clinic. I'm scared. There are army trucks driving up and down our street. Baba tries to cheer me up. He says, "Princess, you are the kindest, smartest, most beautiful girl in Soweto. You have a twinkle in your eye and the sun shines when you smile." Baba puts on Mama Miriam Makeba's song. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. With the music on, I can't hear the soldiers' trucks outside. I fall into Baba's arms and say, "Baba, let's have a tea party." Baba swings me around. "That's a wonderful idea, Princess. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, nakupenda malaika." The soldiers outside are not invited to our tea party. I have to get ready. There's no time to waste. First, I put on my favorite shiny silvery dress. Then Baba brushes my big afro into a fluffy, puffy ponytail. He puts a shimmering crown right on top. Quick as a flash, I set the table. Shiny golden tablecloth, tick. Pretty cups and saucers, tick. Sparkling teaspoons, tick. Napkins for everyone, tick. Tea on the table, tick. Baba's famous queen's cakes, makwenya, and sweet sticky cook sisters. Tick, tick, tick. Suddenly, Kosi, Lefatse, and Dombolo come racing in. Vroom, vroom, woof, woof, crash. "Be careful," cries Baba. Kosi, Lefatse, and Dombolo sit down and promise to be quiet. Then we all hear a knock at the door. "Koko, kimang?" I ask. "Who is it?" Standing at the door is Mama Miriam Makeba. Mama Miriam Makeba has traveled all over the world and won many awards. She sings about kindness and freedom. She sings about love and peace. She sings about building a new South Africa. The government does not like Mama Miriam Makeba. And now she's here at house number 7911, and she's brought a famous friend. "Welcome to my tea party." Ndate Hugh Masekela blows his trumpet and makes us laugh. I offer them rooibos tea, and they tell me what a great tea party this is. Baba says it was thrown by the kindest, smartest, most beautiful girl in Soweto. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Then we hear another knock at the door. "Koko, kimang?" I ask. "Who is it?" Standing at the door is Mama Nadine Gordimer. Mama Nadine Gordimer is a great writer. She writes about how everyone in South Africa must be free. The government does not like Mama Nadine Gordimer. And now she's here at my tea party. Oh, what a wonderful feast, says Mama Nadine Gordimer. And Baba says it's wonderful because it was thrown by the kindest, smartest, most beautiful girl in Soweto. Malaika, nakupenda Malaika. Malaika, nakupenda Malaika. Suddenly, I hear another knock at the door. Koko, kimang, I ask, who is it? And there is Mama Winnie Mandela. Mama Winnie Mandela is a freedom fighter. She believes in equality for all. The government does not like Mama Winnie Mandela, and now she's here in our small house. Mama Winnie Mandela sits down and joins our tea party. Koko, Koko, now who is this? In the doorway stands a man who wants all people to live together in peace. He says we must build a new South Africa and teach the world about love. Welcome to my tea party, Tata Nelson Mandela. Tata Nelson Mandela squeezes in around our table and helps himself to a queen's cake. Somehow, there's enough space for everyone. Baba says, Princess, you are the kindest, smartest, most beautiful girl in Soweto. You have a twinkle in your eye and the sun shines when you smile. Malaika, nakupenda Malaika. Malaika, nakupenda Malaika.